Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we get into the 15-minute morning show, let's talk about our favorite people at Blue Apron. Let me tell you, the chefs at Blue Apron come up with new recipes for every day of the week. You pick the recipes that fit your schedule. All these recipes are so easy to follow, and you can have the meal on the table in less than 45 minutes. And Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Look at the recipes. Check it out. I know my Blue Apron box arrives every Wednesday, and I can't wait to get in there. And I know for a fact they don't waste any food. They only give you enough fresh produce that you need for your recipes. And Blue Apron is treating you to $30 off your first order. Go to blueapron.com/15 because it's the 15-minute morning show. blueapron.com/15.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I got that peep aftertaste going on right now.
Yeah. I love peep aftertaste.
It's so good. Danielle had a bunch of peeps hidden under her desk.
It was the chocolate mousse ones.
There are these chocolate bottom peeped. With the boots.
Chocolate
with the
bottom peeps.
With the boots.
With the fur.
But do you know how many different peeps there are? It's crazy.
Four.
Cotton candy peeps.
They have so many different flavors of peeps now
Fruit
with like
punch
chocolate
peeps
on the bottom. Oh, and they're so good.
They have chicken parm peeps?
They do not have chicken, thank God.
That's my, okay.
I was never a peep fan, but the second they introduced a dark chocolate bottom shell
to
the peep, now you got chocolate and marshmallows, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I love every peep. You know,
I like peeps.
But I prefer peeps when you leave them out overnight and they're a little harder.
Well, the ones that the peep pop that I ate, it had all the peeps on it, they were a little stale. They were good, yeah.
But I do have a problem with this place because those were my peeps, and I was given the basket.
Danielle.
And what happened?
Anytime you leave shit out around here, it's gone.
It was at my desk.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And I went there today, and there's open boxes.
There are no locks on
these. Danielle goes, I don't know where all my peeps went. I said, well, here, there's some right there. It was like half open.
And what was my reaction? What the fuck is wrong with people around here?
Exactly. Isn't there a hip-hop song, Where My Peeps At?
It's like, where my girls at?
Where my girls at?
No, I know that. I
people
meant,
are rude.
You know, like a song about someone's peeps?
People steal stuff.
That's you know cool. that, though.
What?
You know stuff gets stolen.
I know. Usually it's scary.
No, you
scary
came in this morning and said you left your charger on the counter. What did I tell you?
Oh, but it was over there.
People, I said, but someone it's going to be gone.
I know, but most of the time you can't leave anything out. I had an Egyptian statue of an Egyptian cat, and it was beautiful that I got from like the Museum of Natural whatever. And someone took it.
I thought
walked out with my cat statue from my desk.
Someone stole your puss?
Yeah.
I thought you were actually going to say you had an Egyptian at your desk.
Like, I had an ancient Egyptian.
Funny story about that Egyptian cat. She stole that from the museum.
That's right.
Danielle does steal from places.
I'm the first one, though.
You steal from
supermarkets.
You put Danielle, stuff you on the bottom shelf
not
and
anymore.
Quote unquote forget it's
that
there.
That was a long time ago and it was a banana.
No, you
one
ate a banana.
Stupid banana.
I know you're serious because you have your Bronx accent right now. Yeah. When you're very serious about something,
admit
you
it,
turn Bronx.
Admit it, you had a case of water under your cart once and you didn't go back.
No, that was Elvis. That was soda. Wasn't it soda? No. He had a case under his cart. And he totally forgot it was there.
You had a TV set at Costco.
I did not have it. I don't even shop at Costco.
A TV set.
Now, have you ever?
The security's too good.
No. Have you guys ever done the weigh it and eat it at the salad bar, but fill it up halfway, then you weigh it, and then you put some more in?
No, I do that at the candy store.
No, because they charge you at the register.
At the candy store, I eat while I'm online waiting to pay.
Do you pay for what you eat?
No, exactly. They don't know what that weighs.
I'll tell you though, when you do the weigh it and eat it foods like at the bar where you scoop stuff in,
yeah.
First of all, you should only eat the food that doesn't weigh a lot. If you put mashed potatoes in there, you're paying like $10 a pound for mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
right. Because
it's like lead.
I go for the most expensive food.
Yeah, you get the expensive or like the lightweight, like the mac and cheese, lettuce, loaded up. But if you get like the Chinese food, like General Tso's chicken, that's bite-sized. You can pop one or two of those right in your mouth as you're walking around.
So you want to find the lightest food that's the most expensive.
That's edible as you're walking around. And you do the old, I'm just going to see if it's fresh. Yeah, it's all right. They take. I mean, make sure there's two of them fresh.
God.
Anyway,
but don't get the mashed potatoes. That you watch. They put stuff in there. They know weighs a lot because you weigh it. You have to like.
So that's like one of those tricks.
Weigh
it. Right. Playing on us.
Don't buy the mashed potatoes in the way it needed.
I don't. Sometimes that the you don't know what's in those things. But people put their fingers in it and touch.
You don't.
It.
You don't go to the self serve.
Not usually.
I was at a place yesterday that was serving at the counter different desserts. And I was looking at three brownies. I have to guess those brownies were there since the inception of brownies because they were supposed to look like footballs and they looked like they were already, someone took a bite out of them already. And so I'm looking at it and I go, how fresh do you think these are? Yeah. I mean, I think you can get away with it for like maybe a week, but after that, ugh.
There's two places that I do like to go to the buffet.
You're right.
One is on a cruise ship because there's so many different things to choose from. And
you have
two,
a specific cruise ship do you like to go on?
Let's talk Norwegian.
The
cruise.
Norwegian Bliss would be perfect.
But the other one is a water park. Like the kids, when I go to Camelback or something, they have the most amazing, and especially the desserts. They have a dessert, like they have a dessert chef that they bring in for these things, and they make the desserts
special. You left out, first of all, Chinese buffet, always great. You like a casino, a good casino
buffet. I
don't
like the Chinese buffet.
The problem with the Chinese buffet is there's enough salt and MSG in there to kill an elephant.
And there's pizza. What's
fine.
The pizza
doing
there?
Okay, that's for the I don't like Chinese food. You get pepperoni pizza and French fries and chicken wings next to the. By the way, speaking of Chinese food, have you ever gone to one of those buffets at I don't know if all around the country, but if you go to these grocery stores that have the buffets,
yes,
and you get there like 8 o'clock at night, and it looks like the end of a time lapse video. So you remember the lo mein used to be thick and plump, but by the time you got there, it looks like hair.
Right.
It's so dried out and thin, like it's the after picture and the before and after.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And it crunches. Yeah, you can't eat it. You can only
now,
go to those way eating places for lunch.
Okay. All right, now this is one for Brody. Don't you think that the price should go down as the day goes on?
Yes.
Because the food is deteriorating?
Yes. No, but don't they put out fresh food all day?
I'm sorry. The cook goes home. He works 4 to 12, and at 12 o'clock he goes home.
Okay, but they keep it on the stove in the back
right.
hot and fresh.
It's a candy store. They don't have a kitchen in the back.
I think the price should go down by the half hour. Every half hour, the price drops. No, it really should, because the stuff is getting...
If the cantaloupe is brown, I should get it for half price.
Decomposing.
Who wants that shit when it's brown?
It depends on the price.
Yeah, if the price is good enough.
No, come on, man. It's a bargain's a bargain.
No, it's not. You don't want it when it's not edible.
I'm with Brody on that.
Dude, no.
Give me gray shrimp $1 a pound.
Oh, God. It's so gross.
You dip it in something.
No, gross. It's still not good.
Ugh. I got money for the doctor, though.
What is wrong with us? Oh, my God.
There's a lot wrong with us.
There really is.
So, Scary, you know how you ran into my friend at Target the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your buddy.
I had to defend you. So you were at Target buying stuff for your nieces and nephews, right?
Yes.
Now, when people hear you and see your dating lifestyle, you're assumed to always date younger, right?
Right.
So you're at Target buying Easter eggs and candy.
Diapers.
And baskets.
And baskets.
And then he gets into his white van as he leaves.
My friend goes, oh, so Scary does date younger people. And I go... Then I had to go out and explain myself that it wasn't for a potential date. It was actually for your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to
see. I'm hosting Easter.
He was trolling the schools when he left the Target.
No, I guess, listen, you can't judge me
overcoat?
By... You cannot judge me by what I put in my shopping cart.
You can. Yeah. Oh, no, you can totally.
No, but...
You don't judge people at the grocery store by what they have in their...
I do not.
Scary, if you're walking around with plastic Easter eggs and candy, I'm
and
only...
Lube.
And I'm right. only left to think of one
right.
thing.
And a coloring... Imagine a coloring book, twist tie.
And lube. You're not going to judge that guy?
I did. I had Hot Wheels. I had 3 packages of Hot Wheels. I did... Oh, my God. Oh, the giant-ass Easter bunnies, the chocolate Easter bunnies with the long ears.
Oh, that was nice that you did
and
that.
And then
that
a bottle of KY. You wouldn't judge you?
And tranquilizer pills.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just doing something nice.
He's a great uncle, but
don't jump to conclusions.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Your buddy jumped to a conclusion.
He jumped to a big conclusion.
Dude, the cashiers always look at you. There was 2 times I remember that the cashier looked at me weird. One time, there was a sale on soda, and I think I bought like 20 bottles of soda.
I hate that.
And then she looks at me, what, you hate that I bought 20 bottles of
soda? No, yeah, because my dad, they used to, like when I was a kid, I remember they'd put like a coupon in the paper where... You would get like for every 10 cases, you get excess. So my dad would take per order. He'd say, oh, my mom would go through the line. My dad would go through the line. He'd want me to go through the line.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like,
back
dad,
in the day,
we
look
like a cheap bastard. Like, just pay for this shit.
Back in the day when I was a kid, my mom would buy whatever because it was like one per
order.
Right. So I would buy one. We'd have a friend with us.
Yeah.
The woman behind us wasn't buying one, so we'd give it a hard to buy.
Right. Yeah. Do you think the cashier doesn't know? Of course they know.
The cashier knows, but the register doesn't, can't ring it up. So I had the 20 bottles of soda, and she goes, are you having a party? No, I'm just trying to save money. And then one time,
they're making small talk.
One time, my wife says to me, "Can you go get a couple of bags of baby carrots?" I was like, "Okay." And I needed light bulbs, so I got light bulbs and baby carrots. The woman goes, "That's all you're getting?" So I was like, "Yeah, I have really bad eyesight." And she looked at me. She goes, "Oh, really?" You know, no, man, I'm just trying making a joke.
Right.
But they
carrots
look at you. They
look at your eyes. Yeah, and you can't see.
But they try to figure out like what's going on. So you should do that. Just make weird combinations up.
Or go to the grocery store and drop random shit in people's carts when they're not looking and then see if they buy it.
I buy a case of beans and then a case of toilet paper.
Yeah, they do that on the Practical Jokers. But if you have kids, I unpack the cart and I go, who bought this? And I'll see one of my daughters go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on. No one bought these s'mores cookies. Like, it was you. Right. I didn't.
My worst buying combo was I had to get, pacifiers for our daughter, and we're also out of garbage bags. So going up to the counter with pacifiers and garbage bags, I'm only left to assume that people think that I'm putting a child in a garbage bag with a pacifier.
Oh, you're having one of those parties where kids dress up like, adults dress up like babies.
And eat a pacifier with drugs, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
But think about it. You walk up with the cash register. You have garbage bags, the heavy-duty like construction ones, and a bunch of pacifiers.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to
ask? You guys, Scary Garrett, you guys have all bought condoms at a drugstore at one point in your life.
Of course.
You either have to buy them with...
You know what's funny? I've never...
Never?
Never.
Where did you buy condoms at?
Did you not practice safe sex?
I always have, but in college, you know, they would just have them like there by the droves. And then when I started dating my now wife, Allie, she just said, you know, she bought them.
Oh.
She bought them for me.
Wow.
Dude. Damn. That's cool.
So when you buy them, you either have to buy a lot of things so they get like, gets mixed in, you don't notice it. Or like if you're just buying them, you got to figure out that one other thing that doesn't look suspicious.
Yeah.
Like you can't buy like baby oil and condoms or
why?
Like because then it's like you
just,
get the
just like you're gonna have a fun Friday night.
So I usually buy like
Cosmo
Oreo
magazine.
Cookies. I try to figure out like what's gonna look like not inappropriate.
I wouldn't buy steak knives and duct tape.
Condoms and Oreos don't go together.
Or like flu medicine. Like, you know, buy, like NyQuil. You buy NyQuil and condoms, it looks like you're trying to knock out your partner. Like, you have to be careful.
Yeah. I forgot who I was with, and they were buying...
How many guys have you been with?
No. They were buying condoms, I'm just saying. Oh. But it wasn't somebody that I was dating. And he was in the other aisle, and I yelled to him, "You want the extra small ones?" And he was Junior, that's not even a joke. Oh. Like, you don't mess
scary.
Around with somebody like that. It was not scary. But it was funny. It was funny at the time.
It's not funny.
You want the extra small ones? I got your Rogaine right here. I mean, just any insult you can possibly throw
at a guy. I got your yeast infection medication, Danielle.
Oh, my gosh.
Your Vagisil right here.
Oh, my gosh.
God. You still use that?
No, I don't. Shut up. Garrett, I swear to God.
Oh, it went away?
It was never there to begin with. Jackasses. Gosh.
Listen, it happens. By the way, speaking of Vagisil and vaginas, Danielle says to me, she's cleaning out her desk, right?
No, it came in the mail yesterday.
All right, came in the mail.
People
right?
send Danielle many
So she
things.
Gets this product and she goes, "I don't need this. Brody, do you need this? Because I have a wife and three daughters." What? And I go, "I can't bring that home. How offensive would that be if I brought..." What was the product, Danielle?
Okay, wait. I got a picture of it. Hold on. It was called Vanicure Essentials. So I'm thinking, oh, it's a new line of beauty products.
Like manicure.
Like manicure, or maybe it's for my face.
We got 20 seconds.
No, it's for your vag.
No, we got 2 minutes.
Luxury skincare for the V. Gentle wash, cleanse, and refresh. A gentle exfoliator. Now, let me tell you something. I am not exfoliating down there. That is going to be painful. It says revitalize and refine. VV cream to moisturize and rejuvenate. And then there's all this other stuff. Serum, luminizer. Who needs to luminize down there?
You're supposed to luminize.
What is luminizing? What does that do?
I don't know. It says shades.
Just shine a light down there. Then illuminate it.
Shades of green. Okay.
I think that shows at Disney World.
It comes in a sachet.
So, Froggy, imagine you go home to Lisa, and you're like, "Hey, I got you this product. It's so you can clean up down there and exfoliate yourself."
Right. It's almost like an insult.
You can't bring that home.
They came to me about doing advertising for like tightening up down there. And I said, "I'm going to go sit in the meeting."
Oh, revirginating.
I need to see what this is about.
Yeah, rejuvenation.
I need to hear them. So we think that there's a way we can make this come across on the air. I go, "I'm not talking about my vagina in a commercial. Thank you very much."
Hold on a second. For how much money would you?
It was a lot of money.
Danielle.
Danielle,
what if your hoo-hoo was like Sleeve of Wizard? You'd want to do that.
What the hell is Sleeve of Wizard?
Okay, you ever see a wizard sleeve? It hangs and like blows in the wind. What if your vats look like that?
Danielle is peeing.
He's doing Borat lines.
Scary has never said no to a dollar. Would you do penis enlargement commercials?
Depends on the price.
Not penis enlargement. Not penis enlargement. Would you do like ball sack tightening for like...
No, erectile dysfunction commercials.
Okay, would you do that for $1,000?
No, what's your price?
No, not $1,000.
What's your price?
But there's a price. There's a price that we could pay you.
$5,000.
You would go on the air and talk about how
pay
you...
Pay me 10 grand.
That you can't get it up. To say that you have a limp D.
Well, I'm not going to lie because I don't lie in my endorsement spots. I'll be honest about it. I could talk about shit, but if...
Hi, Scary Jones. My dick works just fine, but if yours doesn't, you could take these pills.
Yeah.
You would do that for 10
grand.
But how
would you know those pills work, though?
Well, then...
What if they made you watch guys and have it work?
I don't lie on my commercials. So, I tell the truth of my commercials. So I'm not having that problem. I'm not going
to
say that
I do.
So
then that's why we have to talk about an enlargement one. So a doctor comes to you and says, "We want to enlarge your penis.
He said he doesn't need an enlargement.
How much?
Well, I never said I didn't
need
one of those.
How much?
I mean, we could all use a little extra.
How much to enlarge?
10 grand.
10 grand.
Let me ask the question. Have you ever said no to an endorsement, ever?
Yes.
I did. Just recently.
What
was yours, Fry?
I'll tell you what. I just recently said no to a vaping place. I don't do it. I don't like it.
Right.
I don't support it. Yeah. So I said, "No, I'm not doing it." And it was a considerable amount of money. People in the sales department were very upset with me. And I said, "I'm sorry. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to do it."
Really said no? Because you did a Pampers diaper commercial.
Because I could talk about my other people in my life.
What have you said no to?
I got to think about it. It was something controversial, actually. I'm like, I ain't going near that.
Oh, I remember. Was it political?
It was political.
It was political. Yeah.
No, you did the Fox News.
From that shit.
You did Fox News.
Fox News because it was just saying, "Hey, here's a show that's on Fox News."
So whatever. 10 grand.
It wasn't like, "Hey, I watch this show and I love this."
So for 10 grand, you will do a penis enlargement commercial.
Hells yeah.
And get the surgery.
Really? See, I
not get the surgery, but talk about
it. Why are you going to talk about
how much for the surgery?
Here's my question to doctors that want to advertise, but yet you've never used them or you don't know anyone who has used them. What if something happens and then something goes wrong? You're kind of, I would think you'd be responsible because
you're
of
not
the
endorsing
fact.
It. You're just telling the story.
I'm all right, sorry. We have to cut this short, this conversation.
Well, but I need moil.
You should get that other surgery.
The Jews got that. Hashtag tribe.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.